Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio.
I am
your host, E-Monster. I represent Tubion Entertainment. Yeah, we can hear the hottest indie music in the world.
We got the entertainment news, production tips, and the interviews. But now,
let's get into some music.
Let's go. True Beyond.
Monstrous Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all? It's a Friday night. Everybody trying to do something tonight, get out the house. You know, the spring season's about to be on. They say that it's here. You can't tell in Minnesota, though. Hello. But hold on, y'all. Let me get this shit going. You know, I should be breaking down around here. But you know how I am. I'm an OG hood brother. You know what I'm talking about? You remember when your pops or your grandpops used to fix the TV with a coat hanger? You did. You know what I'm talking about? With a hanger that you hang up your shirt on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm about to do. The internet around here, I went down right as I came on the show, but we're about to get it popping. I know you're like, how can you hear me? Because I can do that, player. So, hey, don't forget, you can always check us out, find more information about me, my co-host, and everything that goes on with Monstrous Radio. You can catch it at monstrousradio.com. To Friday night, we're going to get it in. Don't forget, the best way to listen to Monstrous Radio is on your speakerphone. If you're on your phone, you can get a little more thump in it, you dig, and then go back, listen to the archives when you get your computer, and you can real hear the mids and the bass like everybody else that's just listening right now on their computer. So, all right, making it do what it do. The call number is going to be 424-243-9649. I bet you I got Miss Shuka Shuka. Over there, she's like, how come he ain't opened up my mic? Because I can't see you, player. The internet's not working right now, but hey, we still live, we still going. I'm about to get it together real quick here. You dig? It's supposed to be showing up, but it ain't here yet. But we're about to have some problems if it don't get here real quick. I'm just saying. So, all right, let's see again, monstrousradio.com. Go to show links. You can find out all the things that goes on with the artists, the people involved with the show, co-hosts, hosts. All that type of stuff. Okay, looks like it says the internet is up. Now I just got to get back to the webpage. So, all right, we want to know what some things is going on tonight in the T.C., Minneapolis, St. Paul, New York, Brooklyn, Florida, ATL, Nevada, California, Denver, Colorado, everywhere. We want to know what's happening tonight, Friday Night Live. As soon as I get this motherfucker going, see, it's that type of shit to be on Comic Cafe. Or it ain't working right. Look, some of y'all done turned off. Like, look, he can't get it to go. You better shut up. See, here we go. It's about to be popping, y'all. Give me like 30 more seconds. What's some shit I can talk about? Man, I ain't even got my script with me, with my entertainment news and everything. Look, man, things just don't go right sometimes. Kind of like some of y'all are going to go put on your makeup, some of y'all ladies. Ain't nobody going to tell you that your shit's all fucked up. It ain't going to work, mama. Not tonight. Not with them shoes. Hell no. Don't work that way. Peace. some rules and regulations are going out. I'm just trying to buy some time, y'all. Here's some rules and regulations of when you go out on a Friday night. If you are a passenger and somebody else is the driver, you should be offering some motherfucking gas money. If not, then you're paying my way in and I get one drink for free. My first drink is on you. You dig? I'm just saying. How you feel about it? Say, yeah, I'm Baltimore. Now that I don't got this bullshit to work.
I feel about the same shit. If I got to drive, then, you know what I'm saying? You need to pay my way. I guess. I don't know. Fuck that. No, I don't feel that way. I feel like,
oh, you
fuck
sound like
it
a
if
rider.
I drive. I'm never a rider. Maybe that's what it is. I'm always a driver.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't never have to. I don't really, because I don't go get motherfuckers. That's that's what it is. I don't do it. I have stopped myself from going to get motherfuckers and wasting my motherfucking gas to go get your ass, because 9 times out of 10, if I got to come get you, your ass is broke any motherfucking way, so I'm probably going to end up having to pay your broke ass way in the motherfucking club. So that shit is not going to happen. So what do? I roll alone. Or I go, you know what I'm saying, my homegirl, my true motherfucking homegirls, my ride or die, my motherfucking stallions. they got bread. They got their shit together. We gonna ride out and we gonna meet up and we gonna ride out together. But what
right,
you gotta pick motherfuckers up, I do agree. If you ain't gonna give me no motherfucking gas, bitch, you gonna have to do something, give me some money, pay my motherfucking way in. But my thing is, it's really cheaper for you to give me some gas. Because you're going to have to pay my way in and buy me a drink. And I drink expensively. I don't drink the cheap shit. I don't want that $2 shit they got. I don't want no motherfucking special they got. I want a shot of Ciroc or a shot of Cervecca. Or, you know what I'm saying? My shit, or a glass of motherfucking red wine. So my shit don't cost. So my nigga, give me some gas money. You might as well put 10 on it because you're going to spend 20 or 25 on me at the club. Your choice.
Right, right. Well, I just want to say this is like something typical. Why, guys, I'm just going to give you a little information for all you people out there. Y'all pay attention. This is why guys don't really ask you women, how was your day? Y'all supposed to do some simple shit, give out a little bit of information. Y'all run the whole motherfucker down. She don't gave out the whole subject. Put in orders, talking about what you drink and what you don't want to drink. You broke my box. You were just supposed to set it up so we can keep running and bring it back. I mean, damn. I so love you, but I mean, damn. We're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you why I roll solo. Sugar, sugar, all up in your face. I'm just saying, all up in your face.
That's what we do. We get monstrous in this bitch. It's Friday night live around this motherfucker. Let's go.
All right, so, hey, we're going to get into it when we come back and drop these discussions on y'all right quick. So, hey, check it out. This is Bushy. It's called No Reggie Bush. Monstrous Radio. I hope you smoking on something that ain't Reggie.
Oh, just wait a minute, driver.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I smell like Kush. I smell like that line. That line. Yeah. Now you thug it. I roll me a Marley, I walk in the party, I'm smelling like Kush. That nigga retarded, no roof on the Rory, he's smelling like Kush.
Damn.
I walk out the house and walk back to the car and it's smelling like Kush. I'm busting it down and I'm feeling my gun with nothing but Kush. I walk in the mall, I ball off the wall, I'm smelling like Kush. I go do a show and then knock off a hoe and I'm smelling like Kush. Kush back in from my SA, cause a real hard L head fake. You ain't getting money, you play, play. I got a 100 round drum on an AK, say, wait. If that ain't no loud, then I don't wanna smoke, it ain't smelling like Kush. I pull up real slow to go drop off a bow and I'm smelling like Kush. You ain't really blowing no OG. You can't hit the blunt if you don't know me. I got Terry Pie Kush by the QP. You ain't really getting paper on Lucy, nigga. I go get a Molly, we go get a room and we smelling like Kush. Her daddy was mad and he got on her ass cause she smelling like Kush. All she wanna do is get high though. She wanna do it with a nigga that's fly though. It kinda sorta look like that's my hoe. I got her blowing that Kush like a pyro, nigga.
At my team was smelling like Kush.
Smelling like Kush.
Beat up the block, this big lock on my hip, so bitch nigga don't push. You don't see us nigga, bitch, you know what I'm about. Dope in the J, smell like ice to the ground. Some real potent, got my nose hers open, kind of wanna gon' hit it one time and you out.
My time and you out.
Fuck up the mall, rip out the bands and they smelling like Kush.
They smelling like Kush.
This joint is 1 foot. Hell do you mean, bitch, nothing but Kush. In the drop, getting slapped top by baby Bob, good as she looks.
She good as she looks.
Double cup on my eyes, stay sipping humming rock, smoking on Kush.
I'm smoking on loud.
Me a sex smelling ass nigga, young city be smelling like Kush. Your main bitch treat me like I'm famous, give me head while I'm rolling up Kush.
Hold on.
Hit your bitch from all angles, yeah, we tangin' that she loving my Kush.
She loving my Kush.
Mary Jane, she my main thing, yeah, man, I'm in love with the Kush.
In love with the
Kush. I roll me a Marley, I walk in the party, I'm smelling like Kush. That nigga retarded, no roof on the Rory, he smelling like Kush.
Damn.
I walk out the house and walk back to the car and it's smelling like
Kush.
I'm busting it down and I'm filling my car with nothing but Kush.
Nothing but Kush.
Nothing but Kush.
No Reggie Bush.
No Reggie Bush.
Nah.
The
The weed I been smoking be keeping me soaking. As good as it looks.
As good as it looks.
I got this imported from Canada. Man, can't you look at the bus?
Yeah.
No Reggie Bush.
No Reggie Bush.
Nothing but cuss.
Girl Scout cookies, nigga. That's my favorite strain. I usually keep a blunt in each hand, or I put them together, make an extendo. Everywhere I go, I'm smelling like Kush. Eyes behind tint, real low. No Reggie Bush, endo. Inhale, exhale, cough and choke. Flavor cigars, hell no. That's childish, nigga. Don't play with my weed. I'm a grown ass man. Got no time to be separated sticks and seeds. One hit of this, I'll make you drop to your knees. Paul Bunyan, I'm chopping down trees. Mind the ease. Wearing Kush for cologne like couches worth for breeze. Love smokers safe around me. I'm a real live stoner. Smoking medical for my glaucoma. Shit purple like a Viking from Minnesota. I love the odor. Stay thinking good. Fucking with city, we rolling and roll. Getting loaded like a CD's baked potato. They smell it and know who we are. Puff, puff, pass. We don't smoke trash. Don't pass it to me. If it ain't no Kush, every time you see me, my nigga, I'm be feeling just as good as I look. Tech run, like I got the shit from Chevron. Ready smokers, carry on. I blow top shelf, Kush, let me on.
I roll me a barley, I walk in the party, I'm smelling like Kush. That nigga retarded, no roof on the Rory, he's smelling like Kush. I walk out the house and walk back to the car and it's smelling like Kush. I'm busting it down and I'm filling my car with nothing but Kush.
Nothing but Kush.
Nothing but Kush.
No Reggie Bush.
No Reggie Bush. The weed I be smoking be keeping me soaking. As good as it looks.
As good as it looks.
I got this imported from Canada. Man, can't you look at the book?
Yeah, yeah.
No Reggie Bush.
No Reggie Bush.
Nothing but Kush. Yeah.
Yeah.
ride you like a bike?
Yeah.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her pussy tight?
Yeah.
Got the property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yeah.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yeah.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yeah.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street need?
Yeah.
Shallow?
Nope.
Didn't need?
Yeah.
Broke?
Nope.
Chin need?
Yeah.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yeah.
If I get into a wild ride?
Nope.
I'ma give a nigga a fair run?
Yeah.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yeah.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yeah.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000, I'd like that I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no. I'ma
stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it do. Friday Night Live going down. Monstrous Radio. Hey, we're getting it in. Just getting y'all ready for the weekend, for what's going down. Trying to encourage y'all to get the fuck out of the house. You dig? Some of y'all think because y'all not 21 no more. You're not 19. You're not 24. Oh, I just got to chill. Man, if you don't get up and get out and get you some excitement, you know what I mean? Because that's what life's about. Life is what you make it. And if you make it boring, then, yeah, you're going to be depressed and have some problems and shit ain't going to work right for you. Get outside, make some new friends. And what was that?
Say, Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Radio.
My baby was over there. My little grandson over here getting crunk. He's like, nope. Help.
That's what it do. That's what it do. Monstrous Radio is one of the few. I'm not going to say one of the few. Damn near all online radio is better than most FM. I'm just saying there's only a couple real FM stations out there that really still get it crunk a little bit. You know what I mean? Big shout out to KMOJ. I listen to y'all on Thursday night. You dig? I'm just saying there's a couple of radio stations out there that still get it in. Hot 107 up in New York. But a lot of the other ones, yeah, y'all can't fuck with us. We too monsters. You dig? Between me, the hottest DJ, your new favorite DJ, because I beat the old DJ up. And then we got Miss Shooka, Stallion Baltimore. Now, if you're young, if you're young, that's Shooka. But if you're old, that's a Shucka Ducky. Quiet. Get it? I'm just saying.
Shimming my way on in this motherfucker. That's what monstrous bitches do.
So, all right, so I guess I'll bust down. You know what I mean? I'll let people know a little bit. No, we're going to talk about some other stuff. I'll tell y'all in a little bit why I don't like to ride with other people or let other people ride with me. But what's some things you want to put out there for Friday? You know what I mean? I got some things that, you know, we could talk about. But, I mean, what's some stuff that's going on this weekend, maybe down here in the Texas area, not just in Dallas, but just anywhere in Texas?
Oh, what the fuck is going on in the old D-Town? On the D-Town. Let's see.
From Funky Town to the Dome.
Tonight.
To the Alamo.
Tonight. Right. Tonight starts the Swingers Lifestyle. They started yesterday, but it continues today. So shout out to BDL. That means Bout That Life. You know, they having their little event, so y'all can go, you know, they can go there. They first start off at Wildside. Wildside stays open to 3, and then after that they move to the after hours of BDL, and that stays open to 7 in the morning. So you can kick it, you can drink, you can smoke in that motherfucker, and you can fuck. You can't beat it. The whole 9. That's where we go, BDL. I don't go there no more, but... I'm putting them out there.
Could you run that back? Could you put that? Wait, what? You said you can drink.
You can drink.
You can drink.
You can smoke. And you can fuck until 7 o'clock in the morning. Whoever you want to. That's how it rolls.
Okay.
Or whoever said.
Okay.
Whoever gives you some. But they have a event tonight called Geeks versus Freaks.
Oh, Geeks versus Freaks?
Geeks.
If you sure don't mean Greek, is it Greek or Geek?
No, baby, Geeks. G-E-E-K-S. Versus Freaks.
Okay. See, y'all trying to turn out some more computer boys. You dig, a little nerdy,
right,
motherfucker. Trying to get them some pussy. Good luck to you, fellas. You dig? Go on, get that pussy. Make it talk back to you.
Right on.
Anything else popping off down that way?
What else we got? We have the Bad Girls of Spoken Word going down tomorrow at the Bar and Grill, at 31 Bar and Grill. So that's what's up. I love spoken words, so I'll probably be in the house on that one. Let's see what else we got going down. Of course,
you know
I told you about
you know
the
what, think,
side. Oh, Sunday.
Hold on, I just want to say. Oh, never mind, go ahead. You can't stop a woman once she's going. Go ahead, go. go ahead.
If you look thick, we got the Thick and Sassy model call going on Sunday. I was thinking about going up there and, you know what I'm saying, walking across the stage, you know what I'm saying, to go on and represent Monsters Radio, but them motherfuckers want you to wear some high-ass heels. I ain't going to be able to do that. I'm sorry. I'm scared of heights. I'm tall enough. Shit. And you...
You don't like wearing heels because last time I was down there in Texas and you wore heels, you bumped your head on the moon. I remember you didn't think nobody seen that shit, but I seen it. You tried to hide it, but you bumped your head on the moon. Yeah, you tall enough without fucking tall ass fucking heels on. Ooh wee. I'm just saying, my bad.
Don't judge me.
I'm gonna pray for you. All right, hold on. Go ahead, get into some more stuff. Let's go ahead and bring Jay Dirty over here.
Jay Dirty! I was about to say, where the fuck is Jay Dirty?
I beat your ass to it. See? Here we go. What up, Jay Dirty?
What's happening, brother?
Nothing but trying to get it going on this Friday, you know.
I hear you, man. Stallion was in the vibe.
What's up, baby daddy, ex-husband, future boyfriend, ex-boyfriend?
I'm none of the above to the general public. I'm none of the above. She lying. If it don't fit, you must be quick. You heard me? Yeah, all that good stuff.
We went to Mexico and got married, Dara. Don't you lie.
Hey, through loco, you think we went to Mexico, baby? No, I ain't go there yet. I got family from there, but no. See how she do me, Monster? I come on the damn radio show. She try to turn this shit into Marvin, man. See, we finna have to draw some boundaries around this motherfucker. I don't play no. Stallion can't be doing me like that when I call in, man. Man, come on, Stallion. We supposed to be cool, man. You talking about baby daddy's ex-husband and shit. This ain't Marvin, man. It's easy, man. Your monster boy, breathe for you, bust a blood vessel, pepper, take a deep breath, man. Y'all crazy. I can't even fuck with y'all. Y'all damn stupid.
Y'all don't believe that. I married him about 8 years ago. He just tried to act like I don't exist. You remember that damn honeymoon we went on? Quit playing, man.
I don't remember. The only damn honey I remember is Honey Buns. I don't know what you damn talking about. You know what I mean? It's all good, though. Nah, but for real, man. Hey, come on, man. Y'all put me out here tonight, man. Fuck this shit. What's that? That he wants to flip the script on him. Damn it, I'm stuck right now, man. I don't know what to say. The people might be listening. They're going to take me to child support court. They might give them the bird and go to jail. Change
the we've been to child support court. All these damn kids I got over here are using these. I'm gonna need motherfuckers.
I'll tell you what, though, but them little cockroaches don't belong to me. Right, they don't come out looking like mayonnaise or caramel milk. They ain't mine. I promise. That's a light-skinned baby. He's not right-skinned in the words of Cat Williams. He's not right-skinned. He's light-skinned. That ain't mine. Y'all wild, man. Y'all wild.
I can't forget. If you forget, I was married to a white man on the real.
Trying to back me into a damn corner, brother. See how she playing this damn shit, man? She must be watching that cheap show.
Fucked over the half, and he got two of them over here, too. I'm about to send them to his motherfucking ass, too.
Hey, that is, hey. Look at him. He must be
straight. Go to a song. We're going to bring it right back. Now y'all got everybody fucked up now. Oh,
Get your cash up.
Go on,
shake that ass up. Get your mind right. Your mama get your mind right. Papa keep you crying, guys. To get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up. Better get your gas up. Mash out and man up. You gotta get your grind right. Gotta have your grind tight. You better get your mind right. We're inside on this limelight. Out here we getting it. Smashing through these lanes. Yeah, the real recognize real. And these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it. You driving around them funny cars and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up. And we ain't giving none up, till the feds come and run up. Step right back to this game, on bail with no shame. Shit, nobody said we were sane, or whatever was gonna change. And this game, real big game. Always say the same. Yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And get your mind right.
Look them hoes, they stalking. Look them haters, they talking. Got that shit fake and we ballin'. Broke fucks, couldn't pay attention. No lazy bass, no hustling. Them got a grand hard mentality. Just like a Russell Simmons while smoking on that full clip. Three blunts and stitches with a miss bitch on my side. I got to keep it pimpin'. Bitch better have that money. Oh, that ass I'ma be kickin'. Try to rob me, you want a man? Your life will be missing. Like Waldo, no funeral. We too for real, no Pinocchio. Sang his ass, finish him. Hacking like I'm Scorpio. But I ain't playing no games though. That bang bang, my security. Should I say that Norton ho? Shorty got that camera toe. So my major bitch comes out slow. I does me no Rocco. That boy hot, no Choco. You need some work, Calvato. But wait, hold up. That cocaine didn't blow up. Better call that connect back and make him get that dough up.
Get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Bang these boys and they villains. Mad about they broads, she want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wife. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock
BBS don't, and your DDS don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping, tell the way you keep it popping. On one ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open, let me see your inside.
Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. Papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. Papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake they ass up. But get your mind right, get your mind right. Little mama, get your mind right. Big Papa, keep your grind tight.
Yeah, that's what it do. Hey, we're going to have to get all our cash up. If you're trying to hit us up with support on all them kids you got over there, style, y'all. It is what it is. She got a big family, y'all. So don't take it the wrong way. Don't make it seem like you did. Don't take it the wrong way. She just got a big family, you dig? And they family like to stick together. So with that being said, but hey, reason why I say that, because I thought about it, you know what I mean? A good example. Sometimes, like, you hear Cali Girl, y'all, Stallion, Jay Dirty, y'all hear Cali. Some people, they be getting twisted up in the feeling, you dig, not knowing this is just radio. We all fuck around. We play. You know what I mean? We all live in a different place. You dig? But some
right.
people listening, they might be thinking, ooh,
she got baby.
They really
did
it in. You dig?
Oh, my God, she's
you dig?
She's a thot. Everybody.
They're over there trying to come up a thought. And, you know,
right.
and I thought about that when I just said, you know what I mean, I did see you when I was in Dallas at the event because you threw a big event, invited me down to come down and perform. Mad salute for that. You
Hello.
Swagger Countdown Radio. Shout out to Swaze. But I thought about that. I was like, when I was down there with you in Texas and you had on the high heels and you bumped your head on the moon. And I thought about it. Wait a minute. Don't tell you motherfucker out there gonna be like, ooh, what was he doing with Taya in Texas in some high
right,
heels bumping her head on the moon?
That's what he was up there with me too. I threw his ass. Don't get it twisted.
Strong zinga punches. It is what it is. But here's an event going on. If you've got it popping off in the TC tonight, Minneapolis, St. Paul, y'all can go over to, what's it called, the Mahogany Club? Yeah, Club Mahogany. They got some birthday parties going on over there. My homeboy, let's see, Silent Flows, looks like he goes over there and kicks his 25-plus for the fellas. I never understood that. Ladies, okay, there we go. At least they keep the ladies adult. Ladies 21-plus. It's free for ladies till 11. Two-for-one specials. They play reggae, hip-hop, R&B, neo-soul. Sound like one of my shows. It is what it is. You better go kick it with them. I'm just saying, they did not leave no address for this Club Mahogany. So it is what it is. I don't know where it's at. But if you know, hit me up. Let me know. That's the spot to kick it in the TC. So, yeah. So, all right. Friday night. People trying to go out. Couple things some people can do. What's some things you would normally do, or what's some things people can do, I should say, just to get out the house to have fun? Now, it all ain't got to be. Now, most people going to say you go fuck. So that was my first thing I wrote down, go fuck. But what's some other things people can do? You know what I mean? Whether it be a date or something like that. Like, a lot of people think that you got to spend a lot of money, you know what I mean, to go on a date and have a good date. You don't. I'm real slick with that shit. I keep the 100 with you. I take y'all and drop, spend money, make sure you have a good time, get it all in one night. You dig? I'm talking about living it up. But I like to play slick with it. I take your ass out, buy your ice cream cone, walk around the lake and hug you from the back as we walk around the lake, so you're going to get chilly from the water. You dig?
I like that.
And while I'm talking to you, I talk behind your ear. Let my little breath hit your little neck and everything. You dig? That's what I'm talking about. Little things like that. You can go out and do, get out the house. It don't really cost you money, but you could talk about things that cost money, but I'm just talking about things you can do to get out the crib, you know what I mean, to have a good time, other than going to the events down here in Baltimore tomorrow or this event at Club Mahogany? What's some other things you can think of? And you try to think of, well, I don't know, Jay Dirty. Jay Dirty be like, I go in for a hot minute, look around, get my drink, and I'm down. I don't trust none of you motherfuckers in here when y'all drinking.
Say he on his back to have a motherfucking drink and fuck everybody. That's what the fuck Jay Dirty goes like.
True to me. I can't lie. I'm the type of motherfucker that'll straight fuck the whole club, and I mean, I get stomped in the parking lot, but fuck it.
You're gonna come back. You coming next week? But what's some things you can think of, you know what I mean, that people can do to go out this weekend and have a good time? Just get out there.
I actually got one for you.
Uh-oh.
Actually, damn, this is a real important one to me, brother. You know, the main damn thing that you could really do to have a good damn time this weekend, bro, and y'all might not believe me, though. Y'all going to say, oh, shit, this motherfucker help. But I'm telling you, though, mind your business this weekend. How much fun you have. Mind your business, dog. Grab you a damn drink and mind your business. Watch how much fun you had this weekend. No drama. Watch. It's beautiful.
You're right, though. Some of y'all know, y'all be on Facebook fighting, y'all be out in the street tearing it up because y'all was not minding your motherfucking business. You'd have mind your business and stayed out state business, y'all wouldn't be in no argument telling you about minding your motherfucking business. That's what I didn't know. That's what I like about Jojo. He'll surprise you, but he'll surprise you with the 100% truth. So that's the goal this weekend. Activity, try to mind your motherfucking business. Get in. Don't talk about the other motherfuckers because they pants too short. His jeans too skinny. His motherfucking shoes got sparkles on them with a penny loafer. This ain't Michael Jackson, nigga. This is not the 80s. No, he your ass on up out of here. You dig? I be seeing motherfuckers with Jerry curls still looking ready for the world. Some of them, oh, Shayla, if you don't get your ass a new motherfucking update, nigga, get you a haircut app. Something. Work that shit out. Mind your business. Stop talking about other motherfuckers. You dig? All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. What you got, Sion? You got something?
Well, I know one thing. I won't be walking in the on the beach or park or around the lake with your little bitty ass because you cannot get behind me and hold me and keep me warm up, plus whisper in my motherfucking ear. That shit ain't going to happen. So
no, my motherfucking torso will be stuck in your butt cheek. I feel like you massaging me as I'm walking. You dig? Rubbing my shoulders and shit.
Oh, you ain't shit. Oh, you ain't shit.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit that motherfucking calm. Shit.
I got your ass. You can't lie. I got your ass with that one. Oh,
I'm sorry, Shia.
I got one here. I got what do you fill in. Here's one y'all can do, and we can talk about it, too. We can talk about it. So we can really say some real deal entertainment shit, and it should be addressed.
What?
I'm 100% serious. You can go out. I don't think the drive-ins are open just yet. Maybe they might be open down south. But you can go to the movie. You dig? Tomorrow you can go see that show with Rihanna, that new Rihanna thing with the little alien. You can go see that tomorrow with your kids. But tonight you can go see, what is it? Hard, what is it?
Okay.
Get Hard? Kevin Hart?
I don't know what the name of that is, but I know what you're talking about. That scene, I want to go see
Will
that
Ferrell,
shit.
It's Get Hard. It's Get Hard with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, now that's something you can go see. Now, everybody knows Kevin Hart movies, those type of movies. They're really like spoofy movies. You dig? It ain't nothing like, but what's in the spoofy more like the Wayans Brothers and them type do? It's always, you know, usually something like that, a Friday type movie, right? Okay, so that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But now what the controversy that's causing up is, and now the part, and I'll get to the part that I really like about it is, now they're saying the movie, now let's keep it real, some of the movies in the past, sometimes Friday, sometimes other movies, they can get a little stereotypical. You dig? Little stereotypical, which is not really things you really want to promote, especially right now with race and all that type of development going on. You really want to stay off of the kind of stereotypes of certain kinds of people. And that's the backlash that they're getting. Some people are saying it's funny. but the stereotypes are ridiculous. I seen a thing today on a channel. You dig? Other parts of culture, not just the inner city culture, they don't like that those stereotypes are being portrayed like that. Especially the ones
right.
about us with all the stuff going on right now, they're not feeling that. You dig? I mean, how do you feel about it? Do you think sometimes these movies may go a little too far? Do they not? Are they just chasing the joke and they're not thinking about the messages that they're sending out?
Uh-huh.
Mm. What do you think?
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know what, no. what the fuck. I'm like Jay Dirt. I don't know what the fuck they be thinking. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Not
to
say.
Right, right.
Actually,
yeah,
I did
I,
a Cali.
I mean.
Listen, I just did a Cali because I wasn't listening to the fuck you saying, so I came up with an answer real quick, like.
Yeah, Jay Dirt, because I sure was going to say, it sounded like you didn't hear what I said. So I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, like, so what's your
thing
about
you.
Yeah.
See how they do you, brother.
Yeah, I know,
see how
huh?
they do you.
Of course, I was too small to walk behind her. You did? Now she ain't listening to me because I'm too small. She can't hear me walking behind her, stuck between the booty cheeks, getting my fucking shoulders rubbed.
Right, now.
That's why.
Goddamn,
Stelly,
how motherfucking tall are you? Break it down for me. How goddamn tall are you, baby? I need to fucking know. All the damn time I've been coming on here.
I am 6'1". I'm about 6'3", because I wear heels all the time. So when he sees me.
Oh, shit, baby, shit. We eye level. That ain't nothing. We eye level.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we ain't I level with that little motherfucker. That little monstrous motherfucker.
See how they do you, bro.
Pimp down. Down.
But you know what they say about them little motherfuckers? They can break you down, ladies. They break you down.
Don't give me no hands. I'm up in that thing.
Get up in there. You gotta open your legs up down and see if they still there. You got? Oh shit, little bitty ass. Well,
boy, this conversation made a fucked up turn for real.
I know, baby. What Wednesday, y'all?
Sober manhood, everything. I mean, damn. Why?
Man,
anyway,
down.
Damn.
Man, down.
Yeah, I'm down. Damn, that got me sound on here like Money Mike. I'm going to get into a little bit of R&B for y'all. Some of y'all going to have some casual friends tonight. That's if you go to that club Stallion talking about. I'm trying to make it to a swinger party. Last time I went to a swinger party, you know there was actually a swing set and a barbecue pit? That was some bullshit. I was really disappointed.
She said she really wasn't looking for love. Just somebody that could show her a good time. We agreed and promised that would be us. Be us. Sometimes we would meet up after the club. If we did it, everything would be alright. Those were the days. Shop for rings, worried about things that ain't got shit to do with you. Tell me, how did we go from friends to worst enemies? Shawty, do you remember when we had chemistry? Now you mad at me once again, don't make sense to me. What has got into you? We were supposed to be casual. You'll be calling me all night. I should've known it was too good to be true. Now you be trying to shop for rings, worried about things that ain't got shit to do with you. Tell me, how did we go from friends to worst enemies? Shawty, do you remember when we had chemistry? Now you mad at me once again, don't make sense to me. What has got into you? Casual lovers. We were supposed to be casual.
Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. We're just trying to get it going. You know what I mean? A little bit of discussion. A little bit of music. Just playing around a little bit. I don't know what the hell that was that just happened. But it is what it is. But all right, it's just me, E Monster. We got Miss Stallion Baltimore and the big homie, Jay Dirty. Look, that song's still trying to go. You don't shut the fuck up. I'm so monstrous today, it's crazy. Matter of fact, I'm so monstrous with this thing. I got so much shit over here to talk about. I just got all kinds of things. Now, I'm just going to throw some stuff out here that's going to help you make some money. You dig? For some of y'all out there that turned in y'all taxes already. Did y'all know there's a couple of things you can file taxes for that you didn't know about? I'm talking about those things you can claim on your taxes some of y'all really didn't know about. Did you know you can claim your losses at the casino?
What
the fuck? Yeah, you can claim your losses at the casino.
Wow. I know you can claim your losses.
As much money as I don't lost with them some bitches, I need some receipts, partner. You dig? You just gotta show your receipts where it says your receipts say you lost more than you won. You dig? Now don't go up in there with just one ticket. I don't know, it might work with one ticket. But you know what I'm saying? You can write off your losses. That shit blew me up. Did you know that, Jay Dirty? You can write off casino losses.
Hell no, because the only way I'm finna go to a damn casino if I'm trying to knock that bitch off.
Oh Lord.
You don't You going to the hotel, huh?
I'm just playing for them cops to be listening. I'm just bullshitting. Uh-huh. It's all fun and games.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it do. All right, let's see. Damn it, now my paper don't slip down the place I came from. Man, I'm not having a good day. I've been snapping all day like shit just ain't working. You dig? My little back went out today. I shouldn't say that after style. Y'all know, made me sound like a little Money Mike. And this motherfucker, my little back done went out today.
Everything must go. Maybe even you.
My DJ equipment wasn't working. I got some mixtapes to make. You dig? Just nothing wasn't working. Let's see.
You're not getting on tonight, Emo. I said, you're not getting on tonight. Your back up.
I wasn't getting nothing last night. I wasn't getting nothing the night before. I wasn't getting nothing the night before that. Let's keep it real. I wasn't getting nothing before my vacation. I wasn't getting nothing
last
year.
At least you honest, brother.
I wasn't getting nothing this time the year before last year. But I'm
at least you honest. I respect it.
I'm a grown ass man, though. I don't run around with my pinky out. I'm just saying.
Straight up.
I'm good.
Right,
but you know, when I find that one, she's going to be mad in the motherfucker. I'm going to go quick as hell. No, I'm not. I'm going to go quick in the motherfucker and fall asleep. My bad, mama.
My dude.
It's been a minute.
Straight up. Honest, man. I love honesty, brother. I love honesty, man. I'm sick of these fucking charades. I love honesty, brother. I salute that, man. Look at you goddamn speaking the truth and shit, bro. Reality shit. I love that shit, man. Look at you all grown up now. Look at you. What? Hey.
Shit, I ain't got a lot of kicking. You need it.
Straight up.
Wow.
Shit. Yeah. But yeah,
y'all see what I got coming
up. It is what it is. Yeah. So let's see. I still can't reach this thing. I'm not gonna try to reach for that paper. I'm gonna snap my little back out one more time. Did you know you can write off, and this right here is for all you big girls out there. Did you know you can write off Jenny Craig? Wait,
ain't no way in motherfucking hell that's true. Ain't no goddamn way these big bitches is finna write off. Hey, that shit can't be true. I'll be damn next. This is how it works, bro.
Now,
fuck them people that's filing them shits. Fuck them big bitches. Bitch, eat better. Damn that.
Y'all know y'all like them BB. I like BBW.
I like them some damn times, but I ain't liking them enough to file them on no goddamn taxes. Believe that. Fuck Jenny.
But hey, Peepit, this is how they do it. This is how you do it, mama. This is how you do it. Put down the French fries. Go through your paperwork. If you had, say, like, you know, some people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says you need to lose weight. You need to go to the gym. You need to come up with a diet weight loss plan, so on and so forth. Now, as long as you got that doctor note saying that you were supposed to lose weight so you will be healthy and you will not die, or just to get your health right, you can then write it off because it's from your doctor. It's for your health. Bye-bye. You can write that off.
You fucking
that's all you can write off. Jenny Craig.
Right.
Tax lesson for the day around this bitch. On monstrous motherfucking bitches.
Right. Crazy-ass shit, huh?
Here's another one. Some of y'all, now Jay Dirty really going to flip on this one.
Well, damn.
Stallion, you might know already. I don't know. You might know. I don't know. Did you know? Did you know? You can claim your tithe that you pay into your church.
What?
Yes.
I ain't claim your tithe. I ain't talking no damn more, brother. I'm done. I ain't talking no more. Fuck that. I'm done. I ain't talking no more.
Well, you know what they say God gives back, so I guess that's how he's giving you back. You give them me, I'm going to give that shit back to you.
Now, the trick is you can't claim. Now, all the pastors and dinkies, I'm going to get a call and get all kinds of mail. It is what it is. But you can't claim. You cannot claim the cash that you put in the plate that goes in front of you. That's cash. You can't claim the cash. But if you write a check and put it in there and write church in your memo, you can now write off your church tithe.
You gotta be a real piece of shit to do something like that.
but we're just saying that's what you can do. These are things that people don't think about. They can claim on their taxes.
Yes,
they probably do that because there are people that put big money into the churches, you know, for tithes and shit. So they want their shit back. You got some people that put hundreds.
Basically, what E-Monster just did was he just told people how to hustle the damn church and get money back every year. That's fucked up.
It's not hustling the church.
I'm finna be doing it.
That's not hustling the church.
Stop it. He's doing it
because you can claim on your taxes. Because you can claim it on your taxes. That's hustling
God.
I gave the money.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, though. Them damn tithes are supposed to be donations, brother. Hey, but look here, if you're getting it back, but damn.
Where does the donation go? That's right. You can't claim donations.
Yeah, you claim donations all the time. Like when you go and, when you give clothes to Salvation Army and stuff like that and they give you those receipts, you claim that shit. So it's the same thing.
Monster, he can understand this right here, what I'm about to say, though. Bro, you can't sit here and tell me, dog, that this shit ain't no guy. This is for hustlers, dog. Like hustlers, bro. They're going to put something in, they're going to get something out of it. That's a hustle. These motherfuckers doing that damn shit, dog, they buy their paper, brother. They hustlers. Believe that. They getting their shit back.
Right.
They investing, you know what I mean? They making money back. I kind of respect it in a way, but, you know, I'm half and half on it.
I'm going to meet you there because I keep it 100. I understand what you're saying. Usually somebody who would say, I want to file for my taxes on my church, that's somebody trying to get something back. I understand what you're saying. That's them trying to get money back, which kind of seems like you're trying to cheat God or something like that. It's kind of, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's almost like a hidden agenda if that's what you're doing. Because most people give to the church. They're not looking to give back. They're giving to their church.
Right.
It is. But
right.
In the same token, now we know what happened last time we went on religion, so we're not going to go there. But all I'm going to say is, where does that money go? It's buying preachers' houses, it's buying church houses, it's buying all kinds of other things. God really don't want your money. He just wants you in church, in my opinion. So me giving to the church, helping the church with the money right now, and me getting it back from the government, to me that's not a hustle. Not to me, but that's just me.
I respect
it. You know what I mean? But I understand what you're saying, though. Usually if somebody's on that type of thing,
I don't want y'all to damn get it twisted, though. I ain't talking about just the church, though. I'm talking about, like, if you giving money to something, bro, you know, hey, I think you should just, me personally, I think you should just leave that shit alone and just give what you gave, man. But, I mean, if you're getting it back, though, I can't be mad at you, brother. Everybody need money.
Right.
I'm not mad.
Right. But, I'm saying that I understand what you're saying. See, the donation part is not hustling. The tax getting it back part is not hustling the church. The church don't give you no money back. You're not getting your money back from the church. And what I'm saying, I understand what you're saying. But the people who file it, they ain't got nothing to do with the church. It's just usually when people try to file taxes, everybody who's filing their taxes, they're trying to get some money back. That's your agenda. That's why you're doing your thing. You're trying to get your money back. That's why you do your claim. You put your stuff in. People try to claim their child care, all that other stuff. Stuff you should be paying anyway. So I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is legit. It just all depends on the person.
Yeah, you got to excuse me, Monster. You got to excuse me, brother. You know I'm ignorant sometimes, dog. You know what I mean? You got to excuse me, brother.
No.
But I respect it all, though.
No.
I respect everything, though.
Yeah.
You need it. Hey, I ain't lying, though, dog. Don't try to candy coat it.
No, you're not.
Motherfucker do got his ignorant moments. You know what I mean? I do got my ignorant moments, and I admit that shit. I don't know everything.
I got to meet you halfway. Because life is not that simple where it's just one-sided yes or no. You dig? Life is not that simple. Usually you got to meet somebody halfway. I understand where you're coming from 100%. You 10,000 on that.
Man. I respect it all.
You know what I mean?
I ain't mad at nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes people pay tithes and they really can't afford to pay tithes. So if they can get a little bit of tax money back from the government, I say go ahead.
That's what I just thought about, brother.
Yeah. Now it's in your gut. If you're in your gut, you feel like you that motherfucker that's on some side optimistic shit trying to get money back, and yeah, you the motherfucker he's talking about. You the one he's talking about. But some people just need, you know what I mean, just a little help. That's all. But I love that shit. I love how people come out and say how they feel. Because like I said, what you're saying is 100. You know what I mean? A lot of people ain't going to win
shit,
on everything.
Though. I ain't shit though, brother. You know, sometimes I be talking out of line. You know what I mean? But I respect everything though, man. I ain't mad at nothing.
Right.
It just kind of threw me off real quick when you said that shit. But I had to fucking fall back and evaluate it real quick though. Because you gotta understand though, brother. I come from a damn section where hustling is like a damn necessity. You know what I mean? Like. So I had to, like, fall back and really examine, you know. Yeah, but I'm good, though, man. Ain't no negativity around here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, so we are about at the end of the show. If nothing else, Friday night did get live there for 5 seconds. You dig? Love a good conversation. I'm just saying. I love a good conversation. So, all right,
me too.
Before I do some shout-outs, don't forget, check us out, monstersradio.com. You can check us, go to show links. You can find our show picks. Hit them, send us invites. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Anything else? It's ladies in my ear. 10 seconds, and we're hanging up. All right. We know how this is gonna go, but we might get lucky. Any shout outs, Jay Dirty?
No, I ain't got no damn shout outs, bro. When the damn show go off, I'm about to go ahead and put on that Tedo Carrion and that Donald Martin and that Los Banderettos, and I'm finna bump out. You hear me? And drink that whiskey, man. Mind my fucking business to the crib on a Friday night. I let me shout out Monsters Radio, baby. Hey.
That's what it do. Hey, take a shot for me, bro. I'm just saying. Get it. What about you, Sonny? I'm about tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
What was that?
I stepped on my cat.
Oh, wow.
Yo, that damn cat dead in here right now. Yo.
Yeah, she said, bitch.
She done killed the pussy, man. God damn.
It wasn't between my legs. It's still good. Shout out to everybody so I don't miss nobody. Y'all need to make sure y'all check us out on monstersradio.com. Go to show links. Click on one of us, and it'll take you right to us, wherever the fuck you want to go to know about Stallion Baltimore. E-Monster, and Flock Gaza. MonstrousRadio.com is where it's at. See you Monday.
That's what it do. You tell us you want to listen to me again, Jay Dirty. She just repeated everything I just said. I love that woman. It is what it is. Y'all know how I do. Thanks, everybody, that not only liked the show, that liked the pictures, that also shared them. You dig? That's what we really need.
Like
really need support out of people out there. Huh?
I owe you like a million shares. I call into the damn show all the time. I don't never share. I owe you like a million shares already. Man, I'm in debt, homie. You got to dig me out the whole thing, but we got to come to some kind of agreement. This that bullshit.
And you want to know what? Just so you know, usually, I hunt people's pages down. You call in here frequently, I check your page to see if you're posting the show, da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't see you posting. I don't let you on. But you're my dog. I don't even check your page. You always welcome, bro. But yeah.
And look,
share this motherfucker. Share this motherfucker.
He got
he got me
blocked, so I can't even tell you what he looked like. He say, block that bitch.
Who got you blocked? Who got you blocked?
You do.
I ain't got nobody blocked. I don't do that. I don't delete people. I don't block nobody. That shit corny to me. I want you to see what I'm doing, and I want you to be mad every damn day. Look at me. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Remember, if nothing else, get out the house this weekend. If you get a chance to go to a movie, shit, we're trying to do some new shit on Monsters Mondays. Call us up. Let us know. Give us a review of the movie. You go see that. What is it? Hard? What? Goddamn it. Ride Hard. Whatever,
get
check
hard.
It out. Let us know what it's about. Huh? Get Hard. There we
it's
go.
It's called, yeah, Get Hard.
Some
yeah.
Old Bruce, yeah, I said some old Bruce Willis, Die Hard. Man, it is what it is. That's what I'm like. The spirit, this goddamn Fast and Furious fucking movie shit. I bet you this new one's a really good one, but I'm going to keep it real. I don't know what they're going to call the next one. They're going to call it Furious and Retired. All these motherfucking movies. These niggas getting old as hell.
Like you a clown, man. You a fucking fool, bro.
Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. We up out of here. Catch us Monday night. Peace.
Living.